We are live. Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. I got one of the little hair things on the top of my head. I got to trim that off. It looks like an old-time cartoon. And I got three sleeping beauties here, sound asleep, or at least trying to. Bubbles moving around a little bit. But I want to say, I hope you're staying warm here on the East Coast, because I know the snowstorms, cold's coming through. And some people are like, oh, it's like this every day up there in Canada. And I hope my Canadian friends and listeners are nice and warm too. Well, anyway, today I want to talk about cadence for clients. It's not just for the teams. Everyone will say, oh, the teams should get in a cadence and get in a two-week cadence for Scrum and everything like that. And I'm going to tell you there's more to it than that and more reasonings. I just want to explore a little bit of those reasonings today on the show. Keep it short because it is a weekend. And got lots of stuff to do. I got to work on the house. Maybe I'll do a TikTok and videotape what the gutted house looks like and post that up today. Okay, so let's talk about this. So I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical, tactical way so you can get value to your customer, not work those crazy hours that everyone talks about. I was reading something, working crazy hours. And get on the family and friends, have some fun, relax, enjoy the weekend, do some things. I know one thing that's coming up today is it's Girl Scout cookie season. And if you remember any pictures from the last year or two, the only benefit, though we're debating that, is that they won't be in the office. They're going to be in the rental house. And I think it got 180 cases, not boxes. Cases of cookies coming to my house today. My wife is ready to gear up to do that. So it's going to be a mess at my house with Girl Scout cookies. So I wish all the Girl Scouts out there who are selling their cookies the best of luck. And may they raise money for their troops so they can do trips and do fun things. I mean, that's what they use it for. They do it for camps and outings and overnight things and crafts and stuff like that. So that's what my wife does with her group. So wish them the best. Anyway, cadence. And there is a normal cadence every year. This year, around this time, every year, it's Girl Scout cookie season. So there's a cadence. So that story kind of relates to cadence, kind of maybe. Anyway. So cadence for clients. So many managers, so many organizations. Oh, we got to get these teams at a two-week clip. We got to get it at a cadence. We got to do this. And they push everything down to the team, right? They say the team needs to do this so they can deliver, so we can track it, so we get this thing. And they don't know why they didn't do it, right? So I want to explore one of the whys as from a client perspective. Some of the things I talk about and I share with my student, people I talk to, and I train and coach and mentor and teach. Part of your idea of picking how long your time box should be for your cadence, for your sprints. And there's going to be two facets. I'm going to talk about sprint a little bit, and I'm going to talk about meeting cadence. So there's going to be two facets here. In the sprint one, when you do pick a time, it's not just the technology, not just the time it takes to push code to process, not much, not anything, even if it's not code IT related, the time it takes you to process the work. It's also the ability of your client to be patient, okay? They have, if they can't be patient for more than 2 weeks or a week, you may want to think about cutting your cadence, your time box down to smaller pieces. And it's important because otherwise they're going to keep coming and giving you stuff. Now, part of that's because they probably have a feeling like you never released any or gave them any product in the future. And if they didn't come pester you with new things all the time because you're so disorganized, then they need to do that. So there may be a little bit of that carryover from prior to if you didn't have Scrum and have a nice rhythm and a nice cadence and backlogs and timings and all that kind of stuff so that people know your rhythm and get used to it. That's part of the problem. But now let's talk about, so that's the time box cadence. Part of it is how long can they manage it? So you figure that and you establish it. Meeting cadence, event cadence that you have in your teams. How many times you get it where the client has a conflict and they can't make a meeting? I see it all the time. And you can't tell me they're all doing it because I'm sorry. I see it all the time. Maybe it's the companies I coach and try to help get into an agile mindset. Maybe your company. Okay, we'll see. It's just beautiful and perfect. You tell me what it is. And if it is, we are doing an interview program going to be on Thursday nights. So if your company is that perfect and they don't have conflicts with their meetings and people don't forget about your major events that you want to have, like a lot of big companies that have PI planning or just large planning events where everyone's there or demos or reviews and all that kind of stuff. So if you don't, please message me. Let's get you on the show because I want you to share with everyone how you got there. Okay. So part of the thing is if you don't have a regular cadence, your clients, your managers, people outside your team don't know when to say hello, when they should jump into your cycle. What happens is that if they all know that on a regular cadence, you're doing, you know, every 3 months you're doing if you're safe, you're doing a PI planning event and it's a 2-day event and they all should know pretty much these 2 days, don't schedule anything during it. I would actually not schedule any trips during that entire week when PI planning is going, only because there's going to be a lot of work going in advance of that PI. So whatever that week is, I would encourage all managers, all leaders, do not schedule any other meetings, events, trips, whatever during that week, because you're spending a lot of freaking money. I don't get that either. Anyway, but if they know when it is, every 3 months, and if you have one, and 3 months from now, it's going to be the next one, as long as it's not a holiday or something, and you just have that, you get that cadence. It helps the client know when to have stuff ready, because they like to plan for it, right? The same thing with your sprints, demos, your reviews, your retrospectives, your daily scrums. The more you have a cadence, and it's always at this time, it gives less, let's be honest, it gives less excuses for people to say they have a conflict or they have another meeting. Because if you're in the team, one, the team's number one, everything else is number two. I'm sorry. It's, well, don't think of it that way. Second priority. Okay, second priority is better. First priority, second priority. I mean, unless there is a catastrophe and something's coming up and that happens every once in a while. But if it happens all the time, they have conflicts, then you have to tell them they have to change your meeting because the team meeting and getting the product out the door is the most important. And also your clients will figure it out. Hey, and this is what I did at one of my organizations. I do it with every organization I work with, to be honest with you. In the East Coast, a lot of teams have meetings from between 8 and 10 o'clock. Okay, they have their daily scrums. I encourage all levels of management, do not have a staff meeting or status meeting in the morning time. Do it in the afternoon. It's not going to hurt you to have it in the afternoon. So I like to help. That way they don't have conflicts because I know the cadence. Typically, this is the cadence. If someone has one off out, then, you know, that's their fault. But I try to set that up because they know the cadence. I want the managers to understand there is a cadence. And they're stakeholders. They're not clients, but they are stakeholders. And the same with clients. Don't schedule a meeting with the team or reps of the team during the daily scrum. Do it after the daily scrum. If they always know it's 9 o'clock, hey, I know where they all are at 9 o'clock. Actually, you should be there at 9 o'clock and watch what's going on. But I know what everyone's doing. So I'll schedule 11 or right during the day or whatever and make it set up that way. And the same thing with reviews, just the cadence helps everyone know that on this day, at this time, we regularly do this. And it makes it easier. People don't have to go to their calendar to figure what the hell they're supposed to go to. Or something's in their back of the head because they do it all the time. God, I know I got something going on at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays. What is it? You may not know what it is, and then you go look in the calendar. Oh, yeah, we got to do this. So that helps. Or someone calls you. Here's a kicker, because I get that a lot. Oh, what's meet, Greg? Let's go do something. I'm like, hold on. What time do you want to meet? I can't do that. That's normally my team's regular blah, 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 right? So anytime other than that, I'm good. But I know that is when I want to meet with my team. That is when I do this thing or when I do my coaching sessions. I use cadence on my coaching sessions. I know certain people are Mondays, certain people on wherever they are, what times they are. For the people I coach my clients' facilities and at home, which I got to reactivate those coaching sessions, by the way, for people who are listening or my coaches. So I know that, so I try not to get conflicts there. Or if I do, I go, wait a second, let me contact so-and-so, see if I can move the time, and I'll get back to you whether or not that time works. But I know exactly who I got to call, and my time is rapid. I'm not wasting my time trying to figure out who's where, when, way, because I have some regular cadence meetings. So that's what I want to share with you on the cadence. It's not just about the team. It's about the stakeholders, the clients, the managers, the whole darn company that evolves around the team. Okay. And that's why we do cadence. One of the many reasons for the cadence, but I just wanted to share that with you. So when they say, oh, it's just the team. No, it's more than the team. And I will say, I'm going to say one last thing because we're getting 11 minute mark here. Shame on you if you don't use your cadence to help educate your clients and get them into a cadence also. And ain't this your job? It's your job. So when you're on a team and you're breaking your cadence from your team norms, which you should have team norms, that's your fault. That ain't their fault. That's your fault. I could tell a story on that one. I have to link it, but it was a great lecture from a lady who was a HR manager out in Saudi Arabia, and really get a good talk about managing your time and controlling your time. She's very impressive. Anyway, with that, I want to say happy scrumming. Try to get in cadence. I'll be honest with you, I get frustrated when people break my cadence at home. I got to turn that down, but have a great day and enjoy. Stay warm. Stay healthy. Hope everyone pray for y'all and wish you the best and happy scrumming. Take care. See you tomorrow. Bye. See you.